This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight,
it hurts me to tell you.
Celine Dion reveals an incurable neurological disorder,
which affects something like 1 in a million people.
We'll explain the diagnosis and why she may never perform again. Plus,
Mr. Roker's off. He continues to recover.
After 5 weeks of health concerns, Al Roker speaks out. Then,
fill it in for TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
An investigation at GMA, why TJ and Amy could end up fired over their love affair. Plus, only we're with Nia Long calling out the Boston Celtics, furious following her ex-fiance's cheating scandal.
No one thought of me, of my children.
And shots fired.
They are destroying us.
The biggest bombshells from Harry and Meghan's docuseries as the palace points a finger at Netflix.
Your Majesty, have you watched the documentary?
A devastating diagnosis for Celine Dion, sidelined from the stage for the foreseeable future. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, this was really painful news that Celine delivered herself in an over 5-minute video message to her beloved fans.
I miss you so much. I have no choice but to concentrate on my health at this moment. Stiff person syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. This is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having.
An emotional Celine revealed the heartbreaking symptoms of her rare and incurable neurological disease, which could prevent her from ever performing in the same way again.
Difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to.
People can die from complications from the disease. It's serious.
Dr. Tara Zier, who isn't treating Celine but has the disease herself, tells ET the singer faces a potentially debilitating future.
Many people require walkers, wheelchairs. Some people are bedridden. They can have spasms so severe that they break bones, dislocate joints, result in life-threatening breathing problems.
Forced to cancel 8 shows and push her already postponed European tour dates a full year, the 54-year-old vowed to return in 2024.
I'm working hard every day to build back my strength and my ability to perform again. It's been a struggle.
It's not easy. It's hard. It's really hard. I do know people with SBS who do sing. It's definitely possible. If she can tolerate the physical therapy, it may take multiple attempts to get back.
We have to live one day at a time. I'm alive. Yeah.
In 2019, E.T. was behind the scenes on opening night of the now postponed tour. And back in 97, we were on the music video set for My Heart Will Go On. Today marks 25 years since its release.
If I'm tired of this and I don't feel when I'm on stage, it's time for me to retire. I would love to have a child or children.
Just over 3 years after telling us that, Celine gave birth to Renee Charles, the first of three sons. She credits them with giving her the strength to go on.
I'm doing everything that I can to recuperate, and I have hope.
We're alive!
Also staying strong, Christina Applegate, who just revealed there were warning signs to her MS diagnosis.
I started thinking about the last 4 years, and I had very small symptoms. We were on set and I'd go like, ooh, I think I'm tired, you know? So it presented itself like a few years ago until it just got as bad as it did.
Christina tells Kelly Clarkson her role on Dead to Me helped her process it all.
I could fall apart in a scene and it was like my soul actually falling apart and it was cathartic.
Kelly also had a huge surprise for Christina, who's a Below Deck super fan.
I want to encourage you to stay strong.
I literally have to realize I love him so much.
Also feeling the love, the Today Show's Al Roker, who is home after being released from the hospital today.
Mr. Roker is off. He continues to recover.
Al, who had a big grin on his face, also shared photos with his wife and daughter. He's been off the air for 5 weeks now. This morning, the weather anchor posted this pic from inside his hospital room and wrote, "When your spirit sags a bit, you get to see that and recharge." Al was readmitted to the hospital the day after Thanksgiving for blood clots in his leg and lungs. And over at ABC, GMA anchor Amy Robach spotted out and annoyed with all the attention after her affair with co-anchor TJ Holmes went public.
How are you?
You guys really need to get a life. I'm sorry. It's kind of over now.
DailyMail.com has the exclusive new video. It's unclear what Amy was referring to when she said,
"It's kind of over now."
TJ remains in hiding, as multiple sources tell ET that ABC is conducting an internal review to see if TJ and Amy violated any company policies, specifically the company's morality clause.
We're filling in for TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Amy and TJ remain sidelined today and have been off the anchor desk for the fourth day in a row. Something new developing in this story every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. All right, now to the Netflix and spill that we all expected from Harry and Meghan's Netflix docuseries, but I do not think we expected all the drama to start at the disclaimer.
Yeah, the big question today, was the royal family contacted for this docuseries like Harry and Meghan claim? Well, we do know this. Today, King Charles, he just kept calm and carried on.
They are destroying us.
Your Majesty, have you watched the documentary?
There is a huge level of unconscious bias.
Away to the press was King Charles's only response just hours after the first three episodes dropped.
Will they watch the docuseries?
My understanding is that the royals, certainly the king and the queen consort, will not be watching the docuseries. And William and Kate, they were on the school run today. I think there's a sense of weariness and fatigue at hearing this story solely through the mouthpieces of Harry and Meghan.
I don't know what to say anymore.
But was the royal family reached for comment at all by the docuseries? At the start of Harry and Meghan, this disclaimer reads, quote, "The royal family declined to comment, but ET has learned it's not the full picture."
The palace received an email from a third party asking for comment. The palace then tried to verify the authenticity of this email by contacting Netflix and Archwell, and there is, we understand, no response. Therefore, that is why the palace has said they didn't have an opportunity to comment.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
In your engagement interview,
orchestrated reality show. Yep. But it was, you know, rehearsed.
How do you think the royal family is portrayed in this?
certainly the royal family don't come out as a glowing, modern, positive, upbeat institution.
Will and Kate came over. I was in ripped jeans and I was barefoot. It's like I was a hugger. I've always been a hugger. I didn't realize that that is really jarring for a lot of Brits. And that was surprising to me.
I think our suspicions about this being a pretty cool relationship right from the start have been confirmed here. And I think it also confirms what we've always known, which is that Meghan and Kate are two very, very different women. You know, it's not natural for her to go and give a great big bear hug to someone that she hasn't met before. So again, I think those sort of cultural clashes were clearly there.
I thought this was such a fascinating look behind the scenes at their lives, especially Harry's. All right, now let's move on to a star whose private pain was also made public. For months, Nia Long has sat quietly and endured the media blitz from the cheating scandal involving her ex, former Boston Celtics coach, Ime Udoka. Now, in this ET exclusive, Nia opens up for the first time about her hurt, frustration, and lack of protection from the Boston Celtics.
It's been incredibly difficult for me to manage, you know, all of that while working and trying to be a mom. I'm trying to find the humanity in all of it.
Nia was blindsided by her ex-fiancé's affair. Immediately after she found out about the scandal, she moved out. Now she's back in California.
You have a new house? What's going on with that?
I love my new house. It's so peaceful. It's perfect for new beginnings.
Of course, Nia blames her ex, but she's also calling out Ime's bosses, the Boston Celtics, for making so many details about this affair public.
It just feels like no one thought of me, of my children. There was no protection. I think the Celtics were irresponsible, and it was hurtful.
How much responsibility do the Celtics have for what happened?
It was never something that should have been publicized. I'm a sports reporter, and I'm telling you, it was none of my business. We had no business knowing all the things that we knew.
Stephen A. Smith came out to support his daughter, Samantha, who stars alongside Nia and the rest of the OG crew in The Best Man, The Final Chapters, dropping on Peacock December 22nd.
None of us are the same people we were 20 years ago.
Look back on that first day, the very first Best Man. What would you say to each other now?
To him, I'd be like, oh, you're cute, you're single.
That's what I was saying to her when I first met. Oh, no.
You need a change of scenery.
What was it like in the DR when they said cut? What did y'all do?
Oh, we took our asses to bed. We were tired.
Yeah, after you made 27 Instagram videos. That man loves himself an Instagram video.
And back to Nia for a second. Kudos to her because she's really had to put her life back together.
I stand that lady. Yes, I do. All right, now let's go to Donnie Wahlberg proving why he's the best man for Jenny McCarthy.
The rooster found his chick.
Yeah, he did.
Bearing it all, why the Wahlbergs are posing nude for the holidays. Then,
let's go.
We're with Fire Country star Max Terrio, his hot routine that keeps him in smoke show shape.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Kitchen, exactly.
Plus,
I got you a little something.
From Wednesday to...
Here we are on the set of our National Treasure TV series.
Only E.T.'s behind the scenes of what's sure to be her next hit.
I look gorgeous in my close-up, but I'm not really running.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Well, happy holidays from the Wahlbergs. It's all to promote Jenny's nude collection of lip gloss. Donnie, that man just goes there. All there.
That's a Christmas card.
He says, see me, love me.
You should do that for your Christmas card.
Go away, Kevin.
Speaking of fire, the CBS drama Fire Country is Friday night's number one new show. Our Cassie DeLora caught up with the show's star and creator, Max Terrio.
I want to talk about how physical this show is. How much of the stunt work do you do yourself?
Most of it. For me, like, that's kind of the fun stuff. I get to be, you know, a boy like climbing on a jungle gym.
What is your workout regimen like?
I'm trying to work out like 5-6 days a week. Eating is a huge part of it. You know, I learned early on abs are made in the kitchen.
Kitchen, exactly.
The winter finale for the drama based on Max's experiences growing up in Northern California is tomorrow on CBS, with the firefighting team working to save a sibling duo's car from plummeting off a bridge.
Dad. You good?
Don't ever ask me that at work.
As a father yourself, mm-hmm. how emotional were those scenes to dive into?
You want to be able to control your world and protect like your kids. The reality is at some point in time, like things are out of your control. I love my boys. I just love spending time with them. It's cool. Like I got these two dudes who like look up to me. I love being a dad.
It's the best job in the world. All right, coming up, Catherine Zeta-Jones is a blonde on the hunt for national treasure.
Well, that just goes to prove blondes do have more fun.
Our on-set exclusive, Catherine on bringing the popular film franchise to TV.
We should give him a little teaser of some of the great fun stuff that we're doing.
Then, whatever happened to the shining Shelley Duvall? Our exclusive look at her first role in 20 years.
Makes me want to do more acting.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I shouldn't take it to heart.
Fortunately, you don't have one.
Finally, a kind word for your mother.
You know, Catherine Zeta-Jones really was the perfect casting for Morticia Adams in Netflix hit series Wednesday, and now she's switching things up again, going blonde for her upcoming Disney Plus series, National Treasure,
yes.
Edge of History.
Catherine and her co-star, Lisette Oliveira, showing us their close bond, interviewing each other for one very fun ET exclusive.
So we are shooting here in the lovely Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Have you had any cast dinners with anyone yet?
Well, they work us so hard, we barely eat, as you know.
Blondes do have more fun.
Sporting a blonde blunt wig, Catherine plays Billy, a treasure hunter who lives by her own code. She's racing against Jess, played by Lisette Oliveira, to discover a Pan-American treasure.
Everything I thought I knew about my mom, my dad, is a crazy riddle that can only be solved by finding this treasure.
National Treasure, we know, has action.
Yes. I remember getting notes like, Lisette, you're too fast.
Yeah.
I was like, can't catch me. You know, it's like...
It's called a, I look gorgeous in my close-up, but I'm not really running.
Yeah, it's like a fake little...
That girl gave us a very big clue.
The 10-episode series National Treasure, Edge of History, premieres December 14th on Disney+. Harvey Keitel and Justin Bartha provide links to the original Nicolas Cage film.
Do you trust me?
Yes. What do we need to do to get Nicolas Cage to guest star? Can we brainstorm a plan?
Certain things I can't do because I'm married. You know what I mean? It's like, certain things I can't do.
Well, don't look
but
at me.
But you can.
No.
But no. We should literally all turn up at his house in the middle of the night and throw toilet paper over his house. And then, say, if you don't come with us now, there's going to be some consequences. So you'll be hearing for him, Mr. Cage.
Mr. Cage, please. Please.
Oh, come on.
Nick, just make it happen, okay? Don't let the ladies do all that. All right, let's move on now to actress Shelley Duvall. She rose to fame in the 1980s thanks to movies like The Shining and Popeye. Now, after a two-decade hiatus, Shelley is making a return to acting in the horror film The Forest Hills. And we've got your first look.
After 20 years, I know it's a long time. But it's been great. It really has. It feels good. Makes me want to do more acting. It's actually so much fun to act in a movie.
It really is.
Yes, that is Shelley, almost unrecognizable in the heart-pounding indie thriller. Fans will always remember her as Jack Nicholson's wife in The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
I know there's a lot of people who want to be in the movies. And you want to be in good movies.
73-year-old Shelley left Hollywood in 2002 and has since led a somewhat reclusive life in Texas. She battled mental health issues but spent a few weeks on set this fall working alongside Edward Furlong and Dee Wallace in The Forest Hills, coming soon.
This is Chico, the star of the film.
Shelley plays Chico Mendez's mom. He suffers a head trauma and starts to have nightmarish visions.
You're a murderer, Rico.
I saw the trailer and saw you in that. I was like, God, this guy is like, what is this, Robert De Niro? You don't want to have to take every role that comes along, every movie that comes along. You want to be able to choose.
Is that some kind of sign? Somebody let me know. All right, coming up, behind the scenes of 80 for Brady.
You're so big.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home. The place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
A momentous day.
Tomorrow on E.T., Gloria Shania LL. Only E.T. is in D.C. with the stars lighting up the national Christmas tree.
Well, it's a fun show for the family. It's cool.
We leave you now with an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at 80 for Brady. It hits theaters February 3rd.
Just in time for the Super Bowl. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Be there.
80 for Brady. It's about four friends who win tickets to the Super Bowl.
I think people underestimate the huge audience that older women are.
Whose is this? It's all sweaty, but it's lovely.
It's like Bridesmaids meets Golden Girls.
Don't bump your head on the mic.
To work with them, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They are really the goats in what they do.
You're so big.
Thank you.
I know people are going to love it.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.